Welcome into the Woods podcast, November 27th or November 28th when I put this out. How are you? How are you doing? How was your Thanksgiving? You know, I was listening to that intro, by the way. A little quick aside for me, a little programming note. I was listening to that intro and I was like, this would be a great time to have like an overlay of like a guy who's got a really deep voice who I paid like too much money to on Fiverr to be like, you are listening to the Into the Woods podcast. Welcome to the Into the Woods podcast. It'd be a great, I wish I could pay those people. Those people are fucking expensive. I could just do it myself. Little inside joke between us, people listening to this podcast right now and me. Just make a quick little thing. Ryan, you could do that, but are you going to? No, probably not. I was listening to some Christmas music over this past week, and I was listening to like Bing Crosby, like Melly Kalikimaka. Not even saying that right, not a chance. And I was like, damn, I wish I was born in like 1910. When was Bing Crosby born? Him, Frank Sinatra. I mean, I know they have great voices, but there was a whole genre of people that were just like, just had a deep voice and were just famous and wore suits and womanized, you know? May 3rd in 1903. Tacoma, Washington? Really? In a house his father built, of course. You know what I mean? Because, duh, in 1903, shit was going on in Tacoma. And he died in Spain in 1977. Rip. But, like, go listen to those songs. Like, he's just got a deep voice. He does not look like how you expect him to. Crosby acquired the nickname Big in elementary school. Oh, okay. He pulled a prank. You're a little prankster. Who gives a fuck? Well, welcome. How are you? How was your Thanksgiving? Did you guys have a good Thanksgiving? About to crack open a Duwanta's Holiday Punch, Zoa Energy by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Nobody's more commercialized than Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I mean, look at this. He's on a can of cranberry energy drink. I know it's his brand and all that, but nobody's more commercialized than Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And good for him, you know? Is it pronounced Duwanta? I don't know, but good for Dwayne The Rock Johnson for being just a millionaire. He'll tell you he had $7 in his pocket. He'll go on his Tony Robbins shit. Who's more annoying, Tony Robbins or Dwayne The Rock Johnson? The Rock's cool. It's just, he's just, you know, cool to almost a fault. Cranberry. Anyways, speaking of cranberries, how was your guys' Thanksgiving? Did you guys have a bunch of food that's a little overrated? And then we have to see everybody's spicy takes. You know, actually, turkey isn't that good. Thanks for coming around. I guess you weren't on the internet the last 15 years. Everybody says turkey's a little overrated. Who even likes turkey? It's dry. Who cares? You got to eat it once a year. And you don't even have to if you don't want to. It's your life. You don't have to eat the turkey. But there I was. There I was. Sitting at the Thanksgiving table. Just eating food. Stuffing, of course. Just stuffing the turkey down my face. There I was, having my green bean casserole. Mashed potatoes. Little sweet potato on the side. And then I was up there, and as I was adding to my plate, I saw the cranberry sauce. And we all know my thoughts on cranberry sauce. We all know, you know, maybe it's not the best in the world. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to power through. I'm going to try this. Maybe I never gave it a proper try. You know, I decided in 2023 for Thanksgiving that I was going to give cranberry sauce a try. And there I was, putting it on my plate. Probably put a little too much. Spoon was a little bit bigger than you'd expect. And there I was. I took a big spoonful of cranberry sauce, put it on my plate, got back, dipped my turkey in it as I saw everybody else doing. Saw everybody else dipping their turkey in cranberry sauce. I took a bite. Disgusting. I was right. Everybody else is wrong. Cranberry sauce sucks. There. That's the final verdict from me to you. Cranberry sauce. Big thumbs down from the guy here. And I don't even want to hear when I tell you cranberry sauce just isn't good. Please spare me the whole, oh, you haven't had my family's cranberry sauce. Oh, you haven't had my meemaw's cranberry sauce. No, I don't have to, because it sucks. Sorry. Your meemaw doesn't do anything special with the cranberry sauce. Your aunt, who you rarely see, who's always threatening to divorce her husband. Her cranberry sauce is no good either. No one's is, because it's fake. Why are we lying to ourselves, huh? What do you people gain from lying about cranberry sauce? But cranberry drinks now, year. That shit's good. It just doesn't serve a place. I just don't understand why cranberry sauce needs to be on my plate. I feel like my life is just fine without it. Oh, but who am I? You know, how was your guys' Thanksgiving? Mine was pretty eventful, I'm not gonna lie. Dana's dad had a little bit of a, got into a little kerfuffle, had to go to the hospital, the H building there. He's all right. My humble opinion, false alarm, all good, gonna be all right. But, you know, you still gotta be careful. It sucks. I don't wish that on anybody. You know me. A vet of the parents going to the hospital, me. I'm a vet of it. That's the thing about me. People don't want to know. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about how brave I was. My parents, you know, the two-stroke club. But Dana's dad goes to the hospital. She obviously wasn't too thrilled about that. Last Thanksgiving in her parents and her childhood home. So it was a big, big day. Dana's pretty sentimental about that. But, you know, I think it went well. I think I did the right thing. And the funniest shit was, after everybody's, you know, after it calms down a bit, there I am. Doing the dishes, because I don't mind, okay? I'm not a really big gender roles guy. I'll do the dishes. And fellas, if you want free points from your, you know, in my case, fiance's family, if you want them to think you're a better person than you might actually be, fellas, at the next holiday gathering, go do the dishes. Go step up and do the dishes. It's not that hard. And everyone will be like, wow, you're a really good guy. I literally got patted on the back multiple times. People were like, you're really good for this. And I'm just doing the dishes. You would have thought I came home from war the way I was just doing the dishes. You would have thought that I saved the house from burning down. And somebody who got stabbed by a rogue knife and I took my shirt off and used it as a tourniquet. You would have thought that was it, what I did. No, all I did was take the scrub daddy, lather it up with soap, and do the pans. Took me like 15 minutes. And now everyone probably just sits around like, you know that Ryan guy, he really has got his head on straight. And all I did was the fucking dishes. You know? But nonetheless, how was your guys' Thanksgiving? I love Thanksgiving. It's not overrated. Thanksgiving is good. People just spout their shit at you. They want you to believe things that aren't true. That's the problem with Thanksgiving. They want you to believe that they have the best food, that they have the best such and such. They do not. They do not have the best such and such. They have the normal such and such. It might be good to you, but it's not good to them. I don't know if I had notes, but they're not here. I don't have my notes. Oh, Jesus. You know, this is why this podcast is a second-rate production. Because I had a note, not really sure where it went. But nonetheless, we press on. But how was your guys' Thanksgiving? Seriously. I did have a good, I did watch a lot of football. That's the best thing. Football wants to take more days away from everybody. They were on all day Thanksgiving. It's awesome to sit there, watch football, eat too much, be a fatty, no big deal, watch football. Then you go to Friday, all of a sudden there's a Black Friday game in the middle of the afternoon. Talk about a joy. Yeah, sure, we had to watch the Jets, but whatever. I'll have football Thursday, Friday. Saturday, best week of college football in the world, rivalry week. I mean, hello. Get real. And then Sunday, more football. And then Monday, More football. Can you believe it? You know who doesn't love that? The woman I live with does not love that there's football on every single day. She's like, there's always another game. That's what she says. She just stares, and I'm like, that's right, honey. There's always another game. There's always another game for me to lose more money on. I don't think gambling is an epidemic. I'm not one of those freaks online who lost too much money and is now saying gambling's bad for you. I'm not one of those people. But I will admit, it's gone a little far. If ESPN has its own betting app, that's, I think it's gone a little far. They're supposed to be, I know they're not journalists, but they're supposed to be. And all these apps, they just tell you to like bet things that aren't going to win. They're like, hey, why don't you put together a five leg, same game parlay for every single game. 30 legs. Go ahead, try it. My least favorite shit in the world with like gambling apps, I'll throw a couple dollars on the game. I love gambling. I love it, okay? Not trying to knock gambling here. I'm knocking the gambling sites because DraftKings and FanDuel, I swear they will do this. And other sites will do it too. But those two will be like, look, this better placed a $50 bet and won $50,000 on Peyton Pritchard, 8 assists, 8 rebounds, and 20 points and 6 threes. Can you believe that? This could be you, blowing up head emoji, mind blown emoji. And it will never be you because that's fake. I believe it's fake. I think they're photoshopping it. I can't prove it, but they're faking it. That's my big conspiracy. I'm usually not conspiracy guy. If you've listened to this podcast, I'm usually not conspiracy guy. But I swear the gambling apps and their Twitter pages will be like, look at this guy turned 50 into 50,000 on a crazy Peyton Pritchard parlay. No disrespect to Peyton Pritchard. Nobody's betting on him to get 8 assists and 8 rebounds and 6 threes. It's just not happening. So it's fake. Ryan, are you mad you didn't place that bet and hit it? I am, but it's not real. No one's doing that. I might put a dollar on a Peyton Pritchard parlay, but I'm not putting 50, you know? Literally so close to financial freedom when I'm gambling. I'm so close. If I can just pick 8 people to score a touchdown, I can quit my job. Call my boss. I'm quitting my job. 8 people scored a touchdown this weekend. Fucking gambling, you know? Did you guys do any Black Friday shopping? Did you guys get coaxed into Black Friday shopping again? When are you people going to learn? I'm not one of these, oh, materialism is bad. I do think materialism is a sickness. I think people have too much shit in their house. You ever go to somebody, like, aren't you tired of just having shit in your house? Because I think sales are a scam. You lose 100% of the money you wouldn't have spent when you get 20% off something. Think about that. Unless you need it. Like, I just got a winter coat for $40. It was originally $95, or so they say, but it said it was $95. I got it, nice coat, $40. I feel like I got a deal. I needed one anyways. But if you're just out there buying shit because you're like, oh, it's on sale, fuck you. Fuck you. Ryan, why fuck them? Because fuck them. Black Friday deals, I've been onto them for a long time. People are starting to post these things where they're pulling the, like they're putting the tag in front of the new, like the Black Friday sales tag in front of the original sales tag, and it's the same price. And I've been onto them for years on that shit. Like, I think Kohl's, we are all aware of the factory department store Kohl's, right? Is that what it is? I don't know what it is. It's called Kohl's. I don't know if it's a factory department store, whatever. The department store called Kohl's. I swear their shit was just marked up so high. They're like, hey, these jeans were $100. You can have them 40% off for $60. And you're like, whoa, I'm getting a fucking deal. But in reality, $60 is the normal price. They're just telling you they were $100 when they were really never $100. That's the conspiracy I believe in. I believe in two conspiracies. Gambling apps posting fake parlays that nobody placed to get you to pick the next one that's never going to win. And stores doing sales that never existed. Ow, especially on Black Friday. That's my Black Friday. And then no one even goes out. We used to be a proper country. You know, Black Friday used to mean something in this country. You used to have to stand. My mom used to wake up at 3 a.m. to go get in line at Target to make sure I got the right video game. She would stand out there in the cold and get trampled. Wait for them to open those doors. They'd make those poor people at Target go to work at 3 a.m. And now what? You could just order it all online from the comfort of your own home? Bah, who wants to do that? We used to have decency in this country. People used to get in fights at Walmart and the mall. I went Black Friday shopping one time. One time I went out Black Friday shopping. And I fucking hated it. Maybe I'm just a cheap ass, but like, I don't want to spend money. I have no desire to just be like, hey, what can I buy today? I want nothing to do with that. I think it's all phony anyways. I did watch the Cleveland Browns. I did watch the Ohio State Buckeyes and Michigan game. I didn't have a rooting interest. I don't really care. I didn't go to Ohio State. I would rather them win because I know more Ohio State fans, so it'd just be easier to stomach if they won. But they lost. So, and I did put money on Ohio State to win, of course, because I'm dumb. You know, you guys ever want to know who's going to win a game? Just be like, hey, who's going to win this game, Ryan? I'd be like, what do you mean? Who'd you bet on? And I'll say whoever. And you'll be like, all right, I'll bet the other way. That's who's winning the game. You could literally be Rain Man if you just ask me. You're like, Ryan, did you put a big bet on Ohio State? Big bet being $10. I'll be like, yeah. You'd be like, all right, bet the house on Michigan. You could have literally put your mortgage on Michigan and made some money. Probably would have been better off. But nonetheless, I watched the Cleveland Browns. And I have one statement about the Cleveland Browns. As a fan of the Cleveland Browns, I have one statement about them. If we are counting on Joe Flacco in December of 2023, I think we know where this is going. Unfortunately. I think we know. If Joe Flacco is the decision we're coming to, if we're like, hey, we have Joe Flacco in 2023, I think we know where this is going. And it's going south. It sucks too. Because you're 7-4. You're right there. Everything felt so good 2 weeks ago. It was Super Bowl. They beat the Steelers. You're like, hey, look, we're back. Maybe we can patch this together. Things can go our way. No, of course. Because why would they? Why would things go our way? It's just one of those things. I know injuries, you can't predict them, but it just feels like one of those things that happens to bad franchises. Like the Carolina Panthers firing their head coach. You know, just shit that doesn't happen other places. Firing their head coach 11 games into the year, he's probably happy. The American dream is to be a head coach in a sport and get fired early in that contract. You're so good at your job, you can get the big contract for a head coach. And then just be so bad that they have to fire you with years remaining so you don't have to work and you still get paid. That's the American dream. I want to work hard for my money. Bah! No. Not me. I'd rather be a head coach who gets fired and then I'll just go get a job like on TV or something and talk about how where it all went wrong and throw everybody else under the bus. That'll be my thing. I also... Not to change the subject here. I saw a stupid Jeff Bezos. I think this guy like built a clock or something. Didn't he like build a clock? Jeff Bezos and ex-wife Mackenzie Scott only dated for 6 months before getting married. I wanted a woman who could get me out of a third world prison. Okay. Clock. I don't know. What am I looking up, dude? All right, here we go. Jeff Bezos has spent $42 million on building a clock, a huge clock that will outlast human civilization. I got to be honest with you. How do they know that? And two, why? The whole goal of building a clock is so that it can run for 10 millennia and be powered by Earth's thermal cycles. So I'm going to repeat that. I'm going to repeat this. And I want you just to hear, like, why this is next level capitalism, baby. The whole goal of building a $42 million clock that will outlast human civilization is so that it can run for 10 millennia and be powered by the Earth's thermal cycles. Wow. But, like, who gives a fuck? But, like, why? Like, it says, while Bezos may be footing the bill, it adds a clock will mark time with an astronomic and cylindric display and a chime generator. But, like, why? Is this like a, it's like a time capsule? But who cares? Oh, here we go. Why would anyone build a clock inside a mountain with the hope that it will bring for 10,000 years, the clock's website asks? Just so people ask this question. And having asked it, prompt themselves to conjure with notions of generation of millennia. Oh, they're saying words. This literally reads like an Elon Musk response. Just so people will ask the question. And having asked it, prompt themselves to conjure the notions of generations of millennia. If you have a clock for ticking for 10,000 years, what kinds of generational scale questions and projects will it suggest? If a clock can keep going for millennia, shouldn't we make sure our civilization does as well? No. Why? What a waste of money. I bet if Jeff Bezos gave me $42 million instead of building a stupid clock in the mountains, I would put all that money on a four-leg parlay and we could get rich. I'm just saying, Jeff. Jeff, you want to give me $1 million? I could hit a plus 4,200 parlay and we could get rich, pal. You'll see. And if I don't hit it, can you give me $2 million? I'm gonna get it back. You always chase your losses. Did you guys honestly have a good Thanksgiving? That's all the news I had. Honestly, had a good Thanksgiving. You know, other than the fact Dana's dad went to the hospital, he's all right. It did somber the mood a bit, I will admit, because it kind of sucks. But it is what it is. You know, he's all right. So, hey, I think you got to enjoy those moments. Makes you want to enjoy the moments. Makes you really want to give thanks. So he turned it around. Dana and I have engagement photos coming up this weekend. We have engagement photos coming up. And what I've always thought about myself, and it came to the realization last night that for a long time, I've thought I'm not photogenic. You know, I don't photo well. I don't have a natural smile, blah, blah, blah. And I realized while staring in the mirror, I realized maybe I'm not photogenic. Maybe I'm just ugly. And I think that's something we all have to cope with in our lives. We can lie to ourselves and say, hey, I'm not photogenic. I don't photo well. You need to get me from the right angle. Yeah. That's called being ugly. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I think I'm fine with it. I think I'm fine with just being ugly. You know, Dana will have a stranger take a photo of us at we were at the Christmas tree lighting this weekend. And she'll have a photo taken of us. She'll show it to me. She'll be like, do you like this? I'm like, looks good. Knowing damn well, I'm like, I look like that? Jesus Christ. I record these podcasts. I stare at myself in a camera. And I'm like, God, I got to make a change. I got to eat more vegetables. That's usually what my move is. I'm so fucking dumb. You know, when I'm just getting fat, when I feel like I'm having a bad diet week, I'm like, you know what I'll do? I'll fucking hunker down. I'll just eat fruits and vegetables. And then next thing I know, I'm like, you know what sounds fucking good? Salt. And there I am, eating salt. And then if I have something salty, you know what else I think? I'm like, dude, I got to get something sweet in me. So there I am, eating sweet and salty snacks. It's just kind of my vibe, man. Just kind of my vibe. Don't forget to email me, brianwoodspod@gmail.com. Send in all your questions, concerns, if you want to confess something, you want life advice. I don't know, what are podcasts doing these days when they ask for emails? Are they still doing life advice? I'll do some life advice. You guys got any questions? Want to know how to break up with that girl who's a slob? Here's how. You just walk in there and you tell her what's on your mind. How do you get out of a relationship? Who knows? No one ever teaches you that, you know? That's why I'm here. I sure as hell don't know how to get out of one. Hell, I'm locking myself into one, folks. Oh, geez. That's the end. That's my music. I gotta go. Talk to you next week. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Love you guys.
Tested and prepared before the grace go on. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find out. Yeah.